Brady Report. Thanks to Golden Ponds Bar, Restaurant and Function Centre. Goldenponds.com.au.
Hello, good mate, Andrew Brady. He's up and ready to go. And you've got a new phase happening over there in the UK to do with the coronavirus, have you, mate? Good morning.
Yeah, morning, everyone. Morning, Millsy. Hi, Baz. Just a breaking line coming out of Westminster in the past few minutes. The UK in the morning is going to move out of the containment phase and move into the delay phase with regard to the virus. So what's happening is the Prime Minister is going to chair this COBRA meeting. It's when the UK government has a crisis on its hands. They go into this meeting. It's called COBRA. Boris Johnson will be there, chief science officer, all chief medical officers, all his advisors will be around him. There is an acceptance now that this virus can no longer be contained. We've approximately 460 positive cases in the UK. Two more fatalities tonight. That is eight in total. Eight people in the UK have lost their lives over this. So effectively, the UK government holding up its hands and saying, look, we can't contain it any longer. We're now moving into the delay phase. So what will that mean? We'll ask the Prime Minister in the morning. But ultimately, we may see large gatherings of people banned. We may see schools shutting down. These are all measures they can look at. They've done the same in Italy and France. Let's see where we go from here.
And how long does the Premier League season have to run? Because obviously, there's a lot of talk here about whether the AFL will be played in front of empty stadiums with no crowds. Any discussion about that sort of thing taking place in the UK?
Right, that is a very serious option, Baz, and a very good question and a good point you make as well. So there's about nine games left on average. Most clubs have about eight or nine games left of the Premier League season. Liverpool are 6 points away from winning the league. It would be a big, big decision. I mean, the Italians initially in Serie A in Italy, they initially started playing games behind closed doors. They were still on TV. You could watch your clubs. But now the Italians have completely suspended all soccer. Tonight, in the past hour, the Juventus defender Daniele Rugani has just tested positive for the virus and is self-isolating. So that's one of the most famous soccer players in Italy has COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem with, you know, playing games behind closed doors. Tonight in France, Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League, the French government said no crowds in the stadium, we'll put it on TV, play behind closed doors. There are thousands of people outside the stadium. They've brought flares, they're singing songs, they're bouncing around together. I mean, you know, soccer fans still turn up at the stadiums if you play the games.
Mad indeed. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Stay safe, guys.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you. And Liverpool, Millsy, inexplicably, they're flying in the league, but they have crashed out of the Champions League, which is a big, big result overnight.